This is a CK to Z news update. A week ago on Monday, August 23rd, stand down protests organized in front of RCMP detachments across the province and beyond drew national level attention to what observers say are increasingly militant and excessively violent tactics the police are using at the Fairy Creek anti-old growth logging blockades. Widely circulated video footage from Saturday, August 21st, showed some two dozen RCMP officers pepper spraying a large group of non-aggressive forest defenders. The uniformed police were seen pulling off protesters' face masks prior to spraying them at point-blank range, then forcibly yanking individuals away from their linked arm formation, with some dragged and thrown to the ground. The RCMP reported approximately 30 arrests at the location. CK to Z News spoke with Margaret Verscher, a resident of both Cortez and Quadra Islands, who attended the following Monday's RCMP Stand Down demonstration and has been to the Fairy Creek blockade several times. She reported there were about 60 people gathered in protest in front of the Comox Valley RCMP detachment at 800 Ryan Road in Courtney.
All holding signs, people of various ages, a real diversity. My sister lives in Courtney and she was there with her husband and her daughter and her daughter's partner and their little three-year-old. The three-year-old's holding a sign, people and planet over profit. Several people there from the blockade that I recognized, and that was really encouraging. Rainbow Eyes was there, which I was amazed at. I have watched her at the blockade and on news reports, and that woman is amazing. She is articulate. She does not stand down. She encourages people, and she is just a great leader, and her being Indigenous adds so much more to the blockade to have her take a leadership role there. It's a busy road there in front of the RCMP station on Ryan Road. It's right by the mall. So a lot of vehicles passed by. Many of them were very supportive and honked their horns and waved. Others looked a bit bewildered and wondered what the gathering was about, which was great because raising awareness, I think, was one of the main objectives. A few gave us the middle finger and looked with contempt at the protesters, but that was rare. Whether you agree with the protest or not, I can attest to the fact that these forest defenders are passionate, dedicated, intelligent, hardworking, mostly young people, many willing to put their bodies at risk for what they believe in. These are the people that the RCMP are pepper spraying. I think these are the potential future leaders that could take our country to a whole new level of government, of being in harmony with nature. And yet these are the ones that are being treated brutally and taken to jail and being dubbed as criminals. It's really hard to witness this.
Was there any interaction with the RCMP that day? Did anybody come out to say anything?
I did not see any evidence of any RCMP at that protest. I did not witness anyone going in and out of the building.
Comox Valley Detachment's Media Relations Officer Monica Tarani had agreed to email regarding Monday's protests. However, CK to Z News did not receive any comments by the deadline for this article. The protests also leveled criticism at the RCMP's continued use of expansive exclusion zones, despite BC Supreme Court Judge Douglas Thompson's July 20th ruling that these RCMP blockades are unlawful. The Victoria organization named Elders for Ancient Trees, who had brought the case to court, subsequently took Justice Thompson's written reasons for his ruling, released several weeks later, to the Fairy Creek watershed blockades on August 13th. Verscher walked with the elders for 2 kilometers on Granite Main Road to that day's exclusion zone line, which the group intended to get past and deliver support supplies to a forest defender camp that lay beyond.
The RCMP were not working behind that exclusion line. We were led to believe that maybe there was activity about a kilometer up that road further. And they read from their papers from Judge Thompson that this was illegal. The RCMP continued to hold the line.
According to Verscher, 7 members of the Elders for Ancient Trees and 3 others, including herself, crossed the RCMP line and were immediately intercepted by the police, although she's uncertain they will face charges.
We were supposedly arrested, but mostly I think we just got a ride down the hill in a police vehicle, and that's probably the only consequence. So that's the catch and release, which is also illegal.
Did she get the injunction read to you? Were you told you were arrested?
Yes, the injunction was read. We were told we were arrested. And they took all our identification. I don't know if there's a consequence, but I suspect there's not.
I understand they sometimes are a bit more lenient towards senior citizens.
There is no question they are more lenient towards senior citizens when the media is present and when the group is like the Elders for Ancient Trees, who do have an organization that is powerful. It's really difficult for people like myself to get arrested effectively because I am not physically able to navigate those trails and roads with, you know, backpacks with cement on my back. And I'm not able to lock into a device for hours without my body being majorly compromised. So that's why it's mainly left to the young people, the strong young people, to be the ones actually blocking the roads. And us people who want to support them, mainly we are in the kitchen, preparing food, feeding them, encouraging them. We're welcoming people at the front gate and telling them the rules for the camp. We're providing information. So yes, this was my first supposed arrest. And I think they are now only arresting people who are actually locking themselves into devices or actively blocking roads and not bothering with people who simply walk through an exclusion line and really do nothing to halt their operations. I mean, those are the people that are getting pepper sprayed that are really putting themselves in the front lines. And this wasn't their first pepper spraying. I washed the clothes of a young man who had been pepper sprayed, and he was hurting, and I was just incensed. Their mission was to provide food, water, and supplies to River Camp, which was under siege, and it was heartbreaking.
I wanted to ask you also why this is such an important issue for you personally.
I haven't been involved in the political front. I'm not politically inclined. But when I heard that the ancient forest on southern Vancouver Island was being cut, when I heard how little was left, I decided that I didn't need to know any more about the issue, that this was not acceptable. I knew the ancient forests were very useful for climate change. And so I went and joined the protest. Since then, I've been involved however I can. And what started as a concern about the ancient forests has now become a concern about democracy, which is really scary. I was really encouraged when I noticed in the news in Victoria, doctors came to the streets too in protest with the RCMP actions, because they're the ones that deal with the broken bodies. And yeah, not acceptable that the RCMP are brutalizing people. It's not a bunch of radical young people. You've been to headquarters. You saw how organized it was, how people had worked hard to beautify the space. I saw the wreckage on August 13th. It was just the destruction, the level of destruction, completely unnecessary. They did not need to take the kitchen and just level it into the trees behind. The kitchen wasn't blocking anything. They didn't allow people to get their personal belongings out of there. It was strewn over the road. There were mangled bicycles. It broke my heart. Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen the RCMP press releases that people are leaving all this garbage behind, that they are the ones that are strewing their stuff all over the roads and the forest.
Yeah, that's just not true. Eden Camp, when it was destroyed,
she saw people coming back from Eden Camp with
as much stuff as they could grab within the little bit of time that the police gave them to grab their stuff and get out of there. And then they bulldozed the camp. And then the Pachydat were upset because of the destruction. And then the forest defenders went in there when they were allowed to and cleaned up the mess. I think the forest defenders are eager to clean up the mess. And I know they've started, but the RCMP are right in front of Granite Main. So that's where the RCMP have set up roadblocks. So people can't even get in there to tidy up. But on August 13th, when we went with the elders, and the next day when about 200 people went up, there was an opportunity to start picking up garbage. I don't think there had been an opportunity before that. Oh, and the Sacred Guard up at the headquarters. Some of it was left intact, but some of it was also destroyed, and for absolutely no reason that I can imagine being a valid one. The Sacred Gardens was a special place for the Indigenous leaders and also those feeling particularly vulnerable to have a really safe place. And there was a lot of beauty created there. And there were tents set up so that when other Indigenous leaders came from other areas, they could be hosted there. They were actually gardening up there. It was unbelievable. And so their little greenhouse had been established there. And yeah, that was just laying on the ground. And of course, nothing had been tended to. And with the heat, yeah, it wasn't looking so good.
Fisher spoke about a question increasingly asked within the movement.
One of the slogans, who polices the police? And that's such a big question. The coalition of journalists, the courts have sided with them. Yes, you need media access. And even after that, they get arrested. The elders for ancient forests have said these exclusion lines are illegal. And even after the court sided with them, they continue to put them up. So who are the police accountable to? And I spent quite a bit of time trying to figure that out. Finally, on the Berry Creek Post, they said, okay, the Federal Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, Bill Blair, the BC Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, Mike Farnworth, the BC Deputy Solicitor General, Mark Sieben. So these are the people, apparently, that perhaps the RCMP are accountable to. Whereas whenever you reach out to our MLA, our MP, Premier, and WorkSafe BC, the answer is this is not our department. And it's like, well, then who's? And it's hard to find that information.
On Thursday, August 26, the Civilian Review and Complaints Commission reported 91 public complaints against RCMP misconduct at the blockades, including excessive use of force, refusal of medical attention, improper arrest, lack of police identification, wearing the thin blue line emblem, which has racist connotations, mishandling of personal belongings, improper enforcement of exclusion zones, inappropriate handling of protesters, legal observers, and the media. You've been listening to an interview with Margaret Vischer about her experience at the RCMP Stand Down demonstration in Courtney on August 23rd.